Do you ever make promises to yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not only okay if you do, it's actually a great thing if you do. A couple of weeks ago, I did a sharing called God's Perfect Promises, and I talked about some oaths. You all remember that? An oath of office that the president and vice president take, a justice of the Supreme Court, and also the swearing in or the oath of a witness. Basically, what these people are doing is they're promising, right? They're promising to do something. And, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? I guess maybe someone could at some point say, no. I'm not sure, really sure what the consequence of that would be. But, for the most part, people say yes. But, it's kind of nice for us, I think, and wise for us to make some what I call life promises for ourselves as a way to practically appropriate our identification as children of God. These oaths, these promises, it's an acknowledgement to uphold a certain standard of integrity, but it also holds an expectation to establish a desired pattern of truthfulness and honesty. Maybe that's like doublespeak, because you want to uphold a standard of integrity with an expectation that there's going to be truthfulness and honesty. Now, I am sure that many of us, if not all of us, have made promises to ourselves or others and have reneged at some point. But what happens is this pattern of failure produces mistrust in oneself or others to make promises because we were disappointed and hurt. I mean, we talk often right after New Year's about people making resolutions. I guess those are promises somebody's making to themselves. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then what happens? Well, a lot of people fall short of that, right? And as a result, that can potentially produce mistrust in oneself to speak words like that. Or if others make promises, we could get hurt. We could get disappointed. But I am willing to suggest tonight that we can still make some healthy promises to ourselves that really will assist us to truly be the best version of what God created us to be as His sons and daughters. Tonight I'm going to share nine examples that will hopefully give you a newer and a fresher perspective and vision to move forward with purpose. Because you know what? Like that song said, the Lord is good. God wants the best for us. God wants good for us, always and in all ways. So here are nine examples I think that hopefully will inspire you and cause you to consider some things that you might want to do or say for yourself. Number one, promise yourself that you will talk health, happiness, and prosperity as often as possible. Now, I realize I'm asking, this is an example, but also that is like a practical promise that I'm going to talk health, I'm going to talk happiness, I'm going to talk prosperity as often as possible. And the verse I thought about that really correlates with this, sort of synchronizes with this, is in 3 John 2. 3 John 2. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, but 3 John 2 says, "Beloved,
I wish above all things, or I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Wow. Think about it. Confess it. Declare it. Number two, promise yourself to make all your friends know there is something in them that is special that you value. And this is an interesting exercise. We've done it before in our fellowships where someone will go around the room, and sometimes people do this at Thanksgiving, where they go around the dinner table and they say, hey, does anybody have something they want to talk about that they're thankful for? And in that situation in fellowship, someone in particular talked about why they loved certain individuals and basically went around the room to every person and said some sort of really positive statement that reinforced the reason why they had such great love for them. Promise yourself to make all your friends know that there is something in them that is special and that you value. You know, that is just so simple, it seems like. But all the people that we know and all the people we have relationships, I wonder how often we tell them how appreciative we are of their friendship, or that there's something special about the nature of your relationship, how honest you can be together, how open you can be together. And I have relationships with people that I do my darndest to try to express to them how thankful I am, how appreciative I am, certain qualities in their life that I admire. And it's a really, really good thing. And the thing I thought about was in John 3:16. These are familiar verses. I won't ask Vicki to quote it, but I bet you could. John 3:16. What does that say?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hey, you know what? If we can't think of anything else to say about people of value, how about that God loves them and that they have value as sons and daughters of God? They actually have as much value as you do before God. And that's a very, very positive thing. So that's number two. First of all, promise yourself you'll talk health, happiness, and prosperity as often as you can. And number two, promise yourself to make all your friends know that there is something in them that is special that you value. Number three, promise to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best in yourself and others. Wow. Promise yourself to think only of the best things, to work only for the best, to expect only the best. First of all, with yourself, and then with others. And I thought of Philippians 4:8. I love this. Again, reading from the New King James Version, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate, think on these things. Wow, that verse could be 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. It's telling us how to think, what to meditate on. And we can think those things about ourselves. And once you begin to really start thinking those things about yourself, it's easy to transition to others. Number four, promise to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. It's pretty interesting to celebrate a success in your own life, but how about when somebody else gets the deliverance, somebody else gets healed, somebody else receives a blessing? You know, rather than thinking, oh, I wish that was me, who got that.
Yeah, we rejoice with those who rejoice. We weep with those that weep. That's written in Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those that weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Don't set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bible is full of these types of exhortations, right? But for us to be enthusiastic about the success of others as we are about our own success. Man, these are interesting statements that I'm making. I understand that and realize that. But you know what? They're so beautiful in the same respect. All right, we'll be going back to Philippians here in just a second. But I want to look at number five. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Look at Romans 15, just over a couple pages. Romans 15 and verse 13. Romans 15, 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And of course, the one that we all think of is Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep guard absolutely, 100%, your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Make a promise to yourself tonight to be so strong, so dialed in, let's say, that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. You know, there was an individual who lived up to that high standard. Jesus remained at peace. Well, where does Jesus live? He lives within us, right? That's our full and complete identity in Christ. We've got the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that now gives us great ability and strength. All right, number six. Promise to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements in the future. That is in Philippians chapter 3. I know we're going to familiar verses, but hey, you know what? I love reading these verses. They're just always so refreshing. But promise to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements in the future. The past is just trying to drag you down, trying to drag you back into some sort of discouraging place, let's say, you know? Or maybe something in your past was glorious. I don't know. But you can't live there. See? Verse 13 of Philippians chapter 3 says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press. I pursue. I move forward towards the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Pretty good exhortation, huh? Pretty good exhortation. Keep moving forward. Be proactive to pay it forward. I love that. Press on. Move forward. You've got good news. You got hope. You got a lot. Many, 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 many things going for you. If you don't think so, then tonight's the night you're going to change your mind about that. All right, number seven. Promise to wear a cheerful appearance at all times and give every person you meet a smile. And all I could think about when I read this was Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. Can you imagine what verse I might be going to? Huh? Well, we'll find it in verse 22. Proverbs 17:22. Let me read that again.
Promise to wear a cheerful appearance at all times and give every person you meet a big old frown.
No.
Big old, hey, you're in my way. No, you give them a, you're cheerful. You smile. You know what Proverbs 17:22 says? A merry heart. Did you hear that?
Yes.
A merry heart does good like medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bones. There's many other translations of this. Reality is, keep your heart light. Find something to rejoice in. Take whatever time and whatever's necessary to keep your heart light. Look out to another situation, maybe, or something that brings you great joy. I will never forget the statement Dr. Werwell made in Power for Abundant Living, where he talked about downcast Christians. Oh, wouldn't you like to be an ambassador? You know, wouldn't you like to come to church with me? You know, the Christians all burdened down, all unhappy, all ticked off at the world. You remember this? For many of you? No, I wouldn't want to go to church with you. I wouldn't want to go to church with you either, he said. And I get it, because what is inviting about that? What is attractive about that? You know, he goes on to say, when will we believe what the Word of God really says about us? We throw our shoulders back, we take a deep breath, and we say, hey, here comes the Son of God.
Get out of my way.
Get out of my way. But incredible, huh? Number 8, Philippians chapter 2. I'll give you the heads up before I read what this promise has to say. I just love this topic. Philippians chapter 2. Okay, promise to give so much time in proving yourself that you have no time to criticize others. You know, it's so easy to talk down and judge and criticize other people for what they are or aren't doing. You know what? Spend more time working on you and trying to improve your state of mind, your state of life, your life promises. People will be what people will be. A friend of ours years ago used to say, life is and people are. So we got to come to terms with that. So let's change that equation and promise to give so much time to improving yourself, you have no time to criticize other people. And where do we talk about that in the Bible? Let's start in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. I love these. Philippians 2, 1 says, therefore, if any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of the Spirit, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. You know, 1 Corinthians 13, right? The love of God thinketh no evil. Well, we just don't have the time to sit around and think about everything else that everybody else and every other minister and every other fellowship coordinator and all these other people are doing wrong. Let's make a decision tonight to look at the good, to look at the right, to look at being the best version of ourselves that we can be. We're not responsible for what other people are doing. All right, number 9. Promise to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit trouble to press on you. And I could only think of two places. Well, there are many others, but initially what came to my mind was 2 Timothy 1:7.
2 Timothy 1:7, you're sitting there right now as you're looking it up, and you already are repeating it in your mind, so I'll just say it. I'll hopefully get it right. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And how about 1 John 4:18? 1 John 4:18. I bet you know that one too. 1 John 4:18. These are not unfamiliar sections of the word, but they're so cool. 1 John 4:18 says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. You know why we love him? It goes on to say, verse 19, because he first loved us. Guys, be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit troubles and pressures and discouragement and all this other junk to cause you to be bummed out. That's 9. Wow. That's all 9 of them. Should I reread them all? All right. Promise yourself you're going to talk about health, happiness, and prosperity as often as you can. Promise yourself to make all your friends know there's something in them that is special that you value. I challenge you to do that one. That is not necessarily easy. But just to pick out a characteristic or a trait, it doesn't have to be a fellow believer. It'd be great if it was. 3, promise to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best in yourself and others. So many times we expect the best out of others and failing to expect the best out of ourselves. Let's reverse that a little bit. Let's become the example. Let's become the one who's proactive in setting what is really the right pace, okay? 4, promise to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. And boy, we do toot our own horn sometimes with things that come up. 5, promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. And when we say nothing, you know what that word means? Nothing. Nothing. 6, promise to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements in the future. 7, promise, you're not promising me. These are promises that you're making to yourself, if some of these are making sense to you, or come up with your own list. But promise to wear a cheerful appearance at all times, to give every person you meet a big old smile. Walking down the aisle in the grocery store, you know that people say to me, people just look so bummed out. They look so unhappy. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, this is a crazy, negative, fear-motivated world that we live in. We're a beacon of light. We're a beacon of hope in these situations. Give a smile. I mean, sometimes that changes everything. Mm-hmm. It just opens doors. People get so blessed. 8, promise to give so much time improving yourself, you don't have time to criticize others. I love that. You know what? You aren't doing yourself any good or anybody else if you're criticizing someone else. And generally, those are spoken words that are spoken to somebody else. Or they're spoken to that person that you are trying to criticize. Time is valuable, right? And finally, 9, promise to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit trouble to press in on you. In closing, I'd like to say, as God's children, if we haven't won our personal battles, we'll never be as capable to lead other people to victories in their own struggles and in their own battles. Promise. The
It's not only okay if you do make promises to yourself. It's actually a very wise thing, and it's a great thing to do. Father God, you're so wonderful to us. Thank you for the way you inspire us, help us, teach us, lead us, guide us, instruct us, talk to us, Father. And boy, here we are. We found ourselves in this relationship with you, and what a glorious place that is to be. We're still alive. We're still here on this planet. And as long as we draw breath, Father, that we can engage and praise you, worship, and have a relationship with you, and just blow the kingdoms of the enemy to smithereens, Father. Thank you for love and grace and power tonight, and mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.